So sometimes in life something happens when somebody sends you an email and you just go, wow, that's amazing, and everything changes forever. And that's kind of what happened. Well, it's kind of an overstatement, but kind of what happened when I had an email from the BBC asking me to write a song for Charlie Brooker. It was like, wow, how did that happen? And the way that it happened was somebody on Twitter just tweeted Charlie Brooker and said, hey, check out Rebecca Mays. And he did. So it's definitely worth doing that, people. I'm telling the story as I told it in my blog, actually, so I'll stop doing that. But there is more story on how exciting it all was. I had a very prescriptive song to write. How long did it take to write? Which bits were easy and which bits took longer? Well, it was a very, very difficult song to write because I had such a clear definition of what it needed to be like. And also I just had this constant stream of mental thought, mental chatter, just going like, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Who do you think you are to write for the BBC? And on a really cool program, like something like Charlie Brooker. So that was constantly going on, and everything I wrote was just scrutinized and torn apart by my inner judge. So it was, you know, it wasn't easy. And eventually it just so happened that I ran out of time and I had to get them the first draft of the song. So I basically had to go with what I had, which was the version of Mad World that you know. If I hadn't have had a deadline, I probably would have been writing that song for the rest of my life. You know, I think the hardest thing about it really was making it so short, 1.5 minutes. I just had to keep pulling it back. I couldn't do any, I felt like I was playing it really fast, recorded it really fast, and getting in two verses and two choruses. You know, and I was kind of open to doing something a bit different, not verse and chorus, but everything I did that was just 1.5 minutes long just seemed really random. You know, it needed to have that sort of song structure, I felt, to feel right somehow. Otherwise it just felt like a weird little jingle soundbite thing. What was the musical inspiration for the song? Well, they asked me to do something folky, so that's what I went for. I was just going for it with the ukulele. And was it this song? I used the piano. Yeah, I used the piano. They're like, ooh, ooh. I kind of took Damien Rice as my inspiration for that. You know, in that first album of his, the famous one, which there's like, oh, which song is it? I can't remember. The last one, maybe they do this whole big choral thing. That inspired me a little bit to put in some oohs, basically. And then I turned them right down, so it's not at all epic, but that went on in the process of making it. What sort of comments had the song had from listeners? Well, I was just looking the other day actually on YouTube, where it is up online and people are commenting on it, and there's these arguments going on about my anti-violence stance, and some people saying, you know, she's really anti-violence, what's her problem? And other people saying she's not at all anti-violence, like she says there's not enough weapons in this game. And it's just really interesting to see how much violence is sort of being caused in the debate. Lyrically, I was really trying to review the game. That's where the comment about not enough weapons came from, because that was something that a lot of people said about the game when they played it, was that, you know, all you've got is a road sign stick in someone's eye and a kind of burning barrel, and that's about it. And it was meant to be funny, I suppose. Did you have a particular emotion you wanted to convey in the song? I couldn't not convey my disgust at the game. I don't know whether it came through, particularly the commentary. I couldn't not comment on that, so I did. And the song was received. Oh, that's the cat. Can you hear that? Cat wants to come in. All right, I'll let you in a minute. They snore when they're in here, the cats, so I have to put them out. You know, I'm recording and things. Here is an acoustic version of the song. It's called Chainsaws and Swear Words.
Here at last, a hardcore game on the Wii that's nasty, stylized violence that we call comedy, like it itchy and scratchy like Tom and Jerry. I just stabbed a guy through the eye with a road sign, pulled out his heart with my bare hand. Do I feel alright? No, I feel dirty. There's really something quite unnerving about all the latent perving and the disturbing commentary. You're trying way too hard, like a disillusioned nerd who thinks change souls and swear words will make you the coolest kid in school. It's far too short and the weapons are far too few, and I have to redo the whole level, so I give you a headbutt with a nunchuck. I feel dizzy, visually it gets crazy busy, and my heart feels giddy in this sadistic comic book. You're trying way too hard, like a disillusioned nerd who thinks chainsaws and swear words will make you the coolest kid in school. Are you the coolest kid in school? I bet you're the coolest kid in school.
Rebecca Mays Live is a recording for gamepeople.co.uk. Rebecca Mays appears as herself. The editor and producer was Andy Robertson. Each live track, available from gamepeople.co.uk.